Top Kluf Samach Aleph, we're holding the Sif Beis, Volume Shabbos of Katan Vav. The Korea. Ayin Bach, so the Bach adds, Shechai Lishtachav Beis with Kroyas Begodov, that the person, besides tearing, also bows, he's Kroyas Begodov. Belivkos, and he cries. Well, he's Oinen, and he's in a state of Aninus, this abo in a state of mourning, al churban beis hamikdash, and of the situation of the destruction of the beis hamikdash, is referring to when you see the mokam hamikdash. Lukainen v'loimer mizmer l'osav adasav, and he says the capital v'nzul osav v'lukim boi v'goyim menach l'secha timas hechal echa, right? So that the pasuk talks about the destruction of the mikdash. Kushikareim avorach v'loimer baruch dayan emes. He says, "Baruch Dayan Emes, without Shem Malchus." Yichol Mishpat to Abtzedek Emes. So to be believed, he called the Rochel Mishpat Kel Manov Veinobel Tikkun Yashahu. Basically, you say the Nusach of Tziduk Adin, which a person says at the time of when somebody's nifter, when they bury him, they say Tziduk Adin. So we say the same thing by our destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Zion. So the Shulchan Aruch said, "Where you have the Kareya from Tzayfim and inwards." So we had two pshatim over here in Tzayfim. Macharba says it's totally in distance, and the Shabur brought before it's totally in be able to visibly actually able to visibly see the Malkum. So the Macharba Shita was just that's a distance batsim, even when you can see it before, and it doesn't count till that point in time. It's not considered being seeing it if it's very far away. When you reach Tzayfim, which is near Yerushalayim, that's considered a valid act of seeing. So the Beis Yosef understands. In other words, there's a musik, I can see something, but I don't really see it. In the sense, I don't really, that doesn't, it's not close enough that it makes an impact upon me. That the other person disagree with the Beis Yosef, and they understand the reason why Tzayfim is chosen. This means a place you can see, because the word Tzayfim means to see. Okay. However, once you reach Tzayfim, even though you haven't looked yet, once you get to that point, so that's considered the welcome that you're correct. After the Rabbi Toiv, he was Korea when he saw it, even though it wasn't so visible. It wasn't such a clear day, let's say. When you arrive, you do not need to be Korea again. But that's Bidiyavid. But really, you should be Korea when you get to the point that you can really see it well. Now, in a case where you're Korea on the or Yehuda or Yerushalayim, when you then come see the Mikdash, you add a second Kara. Okay, Kara Acher, Yarchik Sholosh Etzbos. So the distance between the first tear and the second tear, it should be shifted over 3 fingers' breadth worth. Okay, and if the other way around, if he was Korea on the Mikdash first, then when he sees afterwards Yerushalayim, he adds in the first Kara Kol Shehu, Tess. Vintar of Tefa, he doesn't need to tear a full Tefa. Mishum the Iker Mitzvah Korea Yotzeh B'Pam Rishonah, because he mean a Mikdash. Once you Korea on the Mikdash, you really Yotzeh that, like that's the worst part of the destruction. If you Korea on that, you basically been Korea on everything. Yerushalayim is included in the pain of the destruction of the Mikdash. So it seems to me that this adding a mashu is more like symbolic than a real dentria. Gimel. Once you tear for one of the Ari Yehuda, do not need a tear when you see a different one. Chutz Mirshalayim, Shechezu Kareya La Kera Acher Bifnei Atzav. Except the person sees the other cities of Yehuda, then he comes up to Yerushalayim, he does tear a second time, a separate Kareya for Yerushalayim. You call Yerushalayim, Tchilo, and it's Shechezu Kareya Al Shari or Yehuda, Shar or Yehuda. If the other way around, if he, so he came to Yerushalayim first, and it was the Kareya for that, he doesn't tear for the Ari Yehuda. Yud and Achazim Kareya Kashira, the Kulu Chashubas Kachas, all of the cities of Ari Yehuda have the same level of Kedusha. Kamokim Sarkla Hizim Al Kara Kulshu, but each new place that you see, you have to make some indication that you've been there by adding a little bit. Okay? But by Yerushalayim, said other cities, then it's Sarkla Kareya Al Shari Ari Yehuda. So now, if from city A to city B, you don't have to tear. We have to add a little bit. So I say Yerushalayim comes first. You never have to tear. So it's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is you don't have to add even a little bit. So there, I don't feel to Sabbath Karab Alma Gam Kenin Tzur. From the going to Yerushalayim to the other Ari Yehuda, you're ready with Korean Yerushalayim. You do not need to add anything more at all. Okay, Dalit. These tear has to be made by hands. Can't use a kli. When a person is supposed to be standing when he's kareya, and the Shacharor says that the halacha of kriya is on any garment that you're wearing, down to the shirt. You don't have to wear an undershirt, but they didn't have an undershirt. So you tear down to Liboy. And these tears cannot be sewn back. However, you're allowed to make imprecise re-sewing, which doesn't look, you can tell that there's a tear there. You can't sew back in a way that you've basically sewn up the tear. You have to sew back in such a way that it's the tear is still noticeable. And there should be shallow it is to make like it's called basting. Base stitches, base stitch is like a very wide stitch, doesn't really pull it together so well.
Why don't you tie the undershirt if that's right on the heart?
The undershirt is made just—it's not a chashuv bag. It's just there basically to absorb the sweat. Mm-hmm. So it's there's no chiyuv kriya on it. The malon is I'm not sure exactly. Malon and the shalon is locked and you gather together. You sew together tmin shalomas, which means it's like a looks like a ladder. The stitches are. Stitch here, stitch there, stitch here, stitch there, and like a zigzag type of a thing. So it looks like you're going up and up something. Okay, Mishabura, you base be yodable of a kli. You have to do it by hand. Vesli boy, chen yikur kum inside small. Can't lay be small. Therefore, that's why we tear on the left side, because that's where the heart is. Ma'ache, I don't fear miyufni ma'acheres alami b'chutz. You can't be ma'achet ever. That's you would sew it and inside and the outside, which makes it very, it basically removes the tear. Rashi Pirush Tefir Miseres Rashi says that Ma'achet means a straight type of sewing as opposed to the next one, which is Mutter, which is all these other types. As Rashi says, the Shalalon, the Mocher, you're allowed to do it the same day. The day that the person tore, he went to the mishnah and he tore. He cannot sew it back. You got to make it shalomis. It's tefirah and yisharis. So Rashi says that means that there was a stitching which was not straight. It was. The stitches one was higher, one was lower. So it doesn't really hold it together nicely. Okay. Our minhag nowadays, for some strange reason, is only to tear one garment.
I was going to ask, do you remove
that? That is the minhag nowadays. So people basically, some of those, what they do is they take off their jacket, they just tear their shirt, some people tear the jacket, but if a person, make it in the heart, person should tear the jacket and the shirt. Minhag is just to tear one. The poskim really are confused. Why is that our minhag? Can I get the halacha?
It's for seeing Yerushalayim, right?
Sing for any type of.
Or moment. For the mikdash.
Not for a parent.
No, it was for Yerushalayim mikdash, right? Yeah, correct. For the parent, you tear everything.
Yeah.
One thing they do advise is that the parent also, that the outer coat is a suffix, whether. So it's better to do the kriya without not wearing the outer coat at the time, because the outer coat is a suffix of a sky in Korea. But because it's made just more for protection than the regular wear or not. But the jacket and the shirt the person would tear. A person was going in and out of Yerushalayim on a regular basis. If it always happens within 30 days, he never leaves Yerushalayim for more than 30 days, he does not need to tear again. If he has not been in Yerushalayim for 30 days, he tears again when he comes. The same law applies to the law of tearing Bar Yehuda, it also applies to the law of tearing for the Mikdash. Yudayin Hayalach Ba, Araya Yerushalayim Tech Shashim Yem. Abishalay Karaki and Shador Besaychay. It's Arkli Kroya Araya Yehuda. A person has been Yerushalayim or seen Yerushalayim for the last 30 days. And now he goes to other Ari Yehuda, which are Bechubanon, he doesn't tear over there. Unless he left Yerushalayim and now he arrived at this Ari Yehuda after 30 days. Yerushalayim, I feel like Higdal and Tzarklik, a person who grew up his whole life in Yerushalayim, he doesn't ever tear. You can lose to a potter. Because when he's before, as we mentioned, there's no chiyuv kriya. Kriya is a lacha, but we don't do chinuch on kriya. So chiyuv kriya starts. Ve'elus kriya starts by bar mitzvah. And then because heidol ain't tzarich kriya, the hashem rois on tesh tashim yom. He's been there within that last 30 days. He's seen Yerushalayim. He sees Yerushalayim every day. So he never gets a key of Kriya. Unless he would leave and then come back after 30 days.
Where did he get 30 days from? It's just a long time. I mean, like in his Beit Kvaros also, 30 days first, you say, it's just an arbitrary long time.
I don't know why Chazal chose 30 days.
It's not fresh in your mind?
It just seems to be. I'm not sure why 30 days. You know, what was Chazal's Makor for 30 days? As opposed to 20, as opposed to 40, as opposed to 6 months. I don't know what the source of it is. It's a fair question. Okay, so now we're going to move out of Hillis, the Velus of the Halachas of Velus for Korban Mikdash and Halachas. It's interesting in the order because we already discussed Hilchos Tainus in the sense of the Tainus which are missing by Chazal, you know, or the Psukim because of the Korban. And now there's a Halachos of a person can be Mekabel Tainus, and there are Halachos of cases where a person was Mechuyev, the city would be Mechuyev to undertake Tainus because of Tzoris, etc. So the first halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis is called Tana Shlo Shokol of Chama, Tana Shlo Shlimo Atesu Kachabim. It's not a valid Tana. So you have to complete the Tana. It has to go till the end of the day, which means Tana Sheyero Gimel Kachabim Benoniim Shlavon Zarachas Bekayach V'Toyer Al Oritz. So the halacha is for the definition of the end of the day. The Rambam says if you can see three stars, which are medium sized stars. Um, in the sky, within, you know, within near each other. So the Mishnah calls it Ritzufim, that they're near each other in the sky. So all the stars are always there. When it's not light outside, you can't see any stars. As the light recedes, more and more stars become visible. So first, obviously, you see the larger stars. And then as time passes on, you start seeing even smaller stars. So that's the next stage, is seeing what the stars are called Beinonim. But it reaches that stage where three of those are visible, that's already considered Laila. Gabi Shabbos, we're machmer three kechavim ketanim, Shabur will point out, which, because of the Chumrah of Shabbos, also because there's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos, but by Tainus, which is the Rabbanans, we're semech on three kechavim beinonim, which is a little bit before this man for kechavim ketanim, obviously. Alternatively, in a case where the moon is out to the point which it's very light, so that's an indicative of that, that's considered Lila, and that's now you may break your fast. But a person does not extend the tinus at that point in time, and no tinus. A person's planning to, you know, he's a person fasting, so we'll see later on, a person fasts, he says aneno. He says the tefillah aneno. A person's planning to eat 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes into after Shkia, banish Moshes, but not ready to the point where the Kechavim are visible. So he ate during the Tainus. If he's planning to eat during the Tainus, he doesn't say Aneinu. Zakta Ramah, Mi Unoigim will hispalo Aneinu al Pavisha Aneinu Meshim Atesha Kechavim. There was a minig to yes say Aneinu, even though they didn't take it all the way to the end. Kendas mixes Rab Vosso. And that is the opinion of some of our Rabbi. So there are more, nearly, I would say the following. So there's two ways to say aneinu. One way to say aneinu is the one individual person says aneinu in Shema Tefillah, which is a tefillah. You're not really doing, adding so much, you know, which is questionable. So why not say it? However, there's also a lacha by the tzibur, when we have a tzibur of 10 people fasting, the chazan says it as a separate bracha between the bracha of geula, of goel yisrael, and bracha of refu'enu, of refu'ah. So ben goel the raifei, we say aneinu with a bracha. That already you shouldn't do. Even though it's a minig, he says to say aneinu, even though you're not going to make it to say to chachavim, that would not be true if you have a minyan of 10 people which are all planning to break their fast before and say to chachavim. So then, I'm sorry, Serge, you cannot, because there's a have the chaz and say aneinu. Nearly the dachmi yachad remer aneinu b'shemei tefila, that is the minig to say. V'abachi yachad l'hoisev k'moshin yisbar le'yabas emin kufyutash, you want to add b'koshas and shemei tefila, you want to add b'koshas, you want to daven whatever, you can daven, so you can say aneinu. So the Rambam makes this pshara, and that becomes the minhag. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Simchat Na'al Kol Tainus Hanubainim Harba Tzemus or Eiza Tainus Yachid. This halach is true, but any Tainus that you got to make it all the way till after Tzeis Kachav. Now the Sharatzin over here, tell the Sharatzin and Olive, it's a long piece. So he says you could have even the, this applies both to the four tzemes and applies to Tainus Yachid. The four tzemes, which are, for our purposes, the four tzemes are really referring to Asar B'Tavis and then Shivas B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, and Tzem Gedalia. So the Mishnah Berurah, so the Sharatzin and Aleph. So he says, before Tzemes, also the banish Moshe is also. The Hinei Tainus al Tisha B'Av, Shemav Sikin by Mibadyoim, Tainus al Tisha B'Av, which starts the night before, at the beginning of the night, so you end while it's still daylight the day before. Oh, Tainu Yosib, Shemar Tzisrael, Mavorim, Mesim, and Tav Kavai, and Hesef Kimul. When there was a drought, they would fast a 24-hour period. Like we'll see later on. So those pshita dosar tzeitzik kachabim mamish, that those no shayla that you tzeitzik kachabim you must fast. Can read them in Pesachim Daf Yudal on the base. The sabak shalhan osur. These tainiyos which are have a full. What's the more refers to them is called tain. The more uses the phrase tainos tzibur, We use it differently than we use it. We use it more colloquially. It means the tainus of the tzibur. The more uses it, something which means the tainus which Chazal were masak and the tzibur has to undertake, which always meant the full tainus. So more says behedya that these type of tainus that their suffix is mutter. So excuse me. So their suffix is osir. So that means ben shmosh is a suffix, but their suffix is osir. So obviously you can't eat ben shmosh. Ella, that's not a chiddush. We don't fast the full 24 hours. We eat during the nighttime of that day. The more is masha than these, those tiny eyes, there's no little suffix shall have master. The same way you're not mafsim b'yoyim, suffix shall have master. So it means according to that, banish moshes, but these tanyas, shivas batam is a serpentavis. And it's saying with all your shvimot to eat. Okay? We come back to Machmarina and the Hampton and say, we're Machmarina not to do that. We're not exactly sure when banish moshes starts. Okay? The found the female of Wurba Shabbatah from Adal, the Misophic, Machmarina and the Halacha, Kribyasi. So more like this. There's a machlokes in the Gemara about Ben Hashmoshes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. Exactly when Ben Hashmoshes starts. Rabbi Huda says Ben Hashmoshes starts when the sun goes down, and then it continues for three quarters of a mil. We'll call it, for argument's sake, 14 minutes. That's how Rabbi Huda understands. Rabbi Yossi says Ben Hashmoshes is keharif ayin. It's like a blink of an eye. The Gemara says exactly when is this blink of an eye of Rabbi Yossi? When is it? So the Gemara comes out that it's after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmoshes.
It's right before Tzeis.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as the sun sets, Ben Hashmoshes starts. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's still daytime. Ben Hashmoshes has not started yet. Three quarters of a mil go by.
To who, Rabbi Yossi?
According to Rabbi Yossi. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, in that situation, the Erev Shabbos, a person can still do malacha. It's not Ben Hashmoshes yet. It's daytime. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. It's the Ben Hashmoshes already. So, we're machmer Erev Shabbos. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is right. Morris says, the malacha is not like Mar or not like Mar. We don't pass. We have no final decision between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as the sun sets, maybe it's Laila ready. Therefore, an Erev Shabbos. As soon as the sun sets, maybe it's Laila ready. You have to be machmer. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's still day. Okay, now three quarters of a mil go by. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi is daytime. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ben Hashmoshes. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Hashmoshes now has ended. Rabbi Yossi says, no, now Ben Hashmoshes starts. It lasts for a very short period of time, and then Lila comes. So, right? So, we should say, well, Ben Hashmoshes is a suffix, and you're allowed to make a lot of suffix by the Tzaneisim, because they're more kuludic. So, Ben Hashmoshes is a suffix. Well, that's true when Ben Hashmoshes starts. But Hiyos, we're not clear. We pass on to Behuda or Behuda. Come to Behuda, Ben Hashmoshes hadn't started yet. So you can't eat. Jishvimach. Pralafim of Urba Shabbos, Aflamadal, the Misavik, Machrin, the Halacha, Kribyosi. The day Masu Ben Hashmoshes, Samach, the Zitzchakab Mamish. There are Chatzi Minut, about 1 minute's worth beforehand, and that's it. I'm Rosh Perkab Ben Malikin. Before that period of time, it's considered, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's full daytime. So therefore, I cannot go on Shabbos Batamas. So the sun has set, let's go eat, because it's Suffolk. Well, it's not true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Suffolk. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Suffolk yet even. That's a grow simon re samachalab because carbon sand of the tray coolie lomikilina. He says we can't argue. First of all, maybe the loch is like Rabbi Huda. That's Ben Hashmoshes already. And maybe Ben Hashmoshes is considered Lila, the second suffix. So may Allah be makel. Well, maybe, you know what, my friend? Maybe the loch is, even if the loch is like Rabbi Huda, maybe it's still considered yard. And he maybe the loch is not like Rabbi Huda. So you're not making two svekas, two kulas. Remember the misal ben hashmoshes mut. Lachak Rabbi Yehuda the masal ben hashmoshes taking our chashkiyah. We're not going to do that. That's this calculation. So he says two calculations. One, like we just said, we're not sure exactly when Minish Moshe starts. He says a further argument. See, he argues like this. He says, the difference between when the beginning of the day and the end of the day. So we're talking about the abundance, and we said Safak is Mutter. Safak or Mekel. So let's argue like this. The beginning of the day, I'm not sure if the day ever started yet. So I'm not sure. So it's Safak, I can be Mekel. The day is already here. It's Shibra Sibatam. So the day is going on and on and on. Now I say, you know, the day's maybe gone. Well, if I have a Vada Yerma Shibra Sibatam was a second before. And I have a Safak, if it left, there's a din of Chazaka. Chazaka says whatever it was until now remains, until you know for sure. So by Puka Yerma, there's a din of Chazaka. Right? You don't leave it based on a chazak. That's the argument of the Gers Maimini. So that's a good argument, right? Now this is relevant by Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because the halacha is that Amir La'akum Ben Hashmashas is Mutter. So Ben Hashmashas is the beginning of Shabbos. Amir La'akum Ben Hashmashas is Mutter. Amir La'akum Ben Hashmashas on Motzei Shabbos. Right? So according to this argument, no, because there's a chazaka that it's still Shabbos. However, Ellis is there in a double board. The Rosh B'Shemer Ben Yada, Chemikusha Rosh B'Shabbos Lo Machalkina B'Zeh. I'm a very grow. Chemikusha B'Sefer Beis Mer B'Simon Shimon Beis Ayin Shom. They've Chalak Ben Yuli Yom Lo Puki Yom. So that in Simon Shimon Beis, which discusses that Allah, the Ben Hashmosh, the Mir La'akim is Mutter, even under the Raisa, over there it discusses this question. What about, is any difference between the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos? So he brings over here that there are many people which say that there's no difference between the two. Now, the truth is the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Shimon Beis was Machmer. And said maybe there is a difference between the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos. Right?
Why is he saying
this? Because he throws in... because we're not sure exactly when this other issue, we're not sure when Minish Moshe starts. So since they're not sure when Minish Moshe starts, we should be Machmer. But he's arguing over here, this Sagos Maimonides has said two arguments. One, because we're not Bucky, that's fine. The second reason, because of Chazaka, says that, you know, Chazaka, I'm not convinced. Okay. Because of Chazaka.
What?
I don't know. What'd you say?
What does a Chazaka mean?
What does a Chazaka mean?
In this context, is that what he's asking?
I'm not sure. What are you asking to me? The Chazaka is, till now, was for sure that this day, like any Chazaka, till now, she was for sure married. We're not sure if she got divorced or not. So we saw what Chazaka said. She's still married. Till now, was for sure Shabbos. You're not sure if Shabbos ended or not. It's still Shabbos. It's a Tainus. You're not sure if it's still a Tainus or not. Chazaka says it's still a Tainus. Do you know for sure or not? That's the power of Chazaka. Like any other Chazaka. Okay. Beis. Sif Beis. Back to Mr. Baruch. Gimel Kechavim. The Shnai Medayin Hein Habe Ben Hashmashas. Two stars is only Ben Hashmashas. Benanim. Avol Gdolim Loi Bahani. Large stars don't count. Because large stars can be visible even when it has a halachic status of daytime still. The Hein Nir Ma'afiyot. So the Shulchan Aruch requires it should be small stars. And Rut Sufim, they have to be consecutive, they have to be near each other in the sky. That's over there by Shabbos. Also. Al Binyanenu. So over here we're going to make two kulas. A is Benanim, And furthermore, we're going to be mekel even if they are mefuzorim. They're not near each other. Because mikra din laila, it comes with benanim, you know, if they're not ritzufin. But we're machar by Shabbos, partially because of the cheshbon of Chumash Shabbos, also because of the cheshbon of Tosefes Shabbos. There's a mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos also. Just like you're supposed to add Shabbos early, before Shabbos, you're supposed to add Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos also. So we're machar to gimel kachavim katanim.
And because of the Chumash
of Shabbos.
Okay. Suffolk, whether it still is Shabbos.
Correct.
Besides being most
sick. Yeah. Anotinus. So if a person doesn't fast all the way to the end, so it's anotinus. Helinian shalot yotze b'zeh yidei chiyub k'tin niso b'helinian shenam yispala anenu. So this is relevant to two things. The one, you can't daven anenu, because it's not a tinus. You only say anenu anotinus. Number two, if a person made a netter that he's going to fast, he didn't fulfill his netter. So if a person said a netter he's going to fast, and he fasts the whole day, and 2 minutes before the end of the day, he eats. He didn't fast that day. So that's it. Now, and he says, that he was planning to eat in such a situation, he doesn't have an anena earlier. He said, I'm not making it all the way to the end, so then you don't say anena. Comes along the Ramal, the Ramal says that we do say anena, even though we're not going to be mashlam, let's say sechachavim. Hainu imperash b'shas kabbalah shalol hashem. We're talking about a case where the person explicitly said he's not planning to extend the tannus all the way. So he's not going to extend the tannus all the way. Still, he says aneinu. Filo hisan rak ad mincha gedolo. And in the scenario where he's going to break his fast after mincha gedolo, he undertakes the daven to fast until the afternoon. He daven mincha gedolo. So according to this minhag, he's spelling in a right now he's fasting. Now, avolam kibbol tainus tzam tzorach l'hashem adu tzitzke chachavim kil kamam m'sif kibbol. However, if a person says he's been makabal tainus, we say stam das min adam, he meant til tzitzke chachavim. See, his netter is makai from the fast all the way. So here there has to be a case where the person said explicitly, I'm not going to go all the way. I'm your girl, the mashem minna, the bezeh imo hishlem, and that situation where he's supposed to fast all the way till the night time, because he's makabel stam. Even these rebbeim, which the Ramah mentions over here, agree that you don't say aninu in that situation. That the person would have to redo, or whether he has to redo or not. Even the Ramah says you do say aneinu, it's only because you're still fasting when you said aneinu, when you davened. The person already broke his fast, and then davened mincha, he may not say aneinu. Okay, let's hold it here. So holding by Sipkot and Zion.